In the college town of Charlottesville, Virginia, a recent string of assaults has led to questions about class and race. Police have charged a group of black teenagers with attacking several students at the University of Virginia. The victims are white, Asian, and Indian. Investigators say the crimes may have been racially motivated. People in Charlottesville are trying to support the victims while struggling to understand the attackers. NPR's Adam Hochberg reports.
Like most of his classmates at the University of Virginia, 21-year-old Ben Bateman had always felt safe in the neighborhoods of Charlottesville. This historic town has a reputation as a collegial, tolerant place that welcomes tourists to its colonial attractions and students to its nationally renowned university. But this semester, Charlottesville experienced an uncharacteristic series of bloody assaults, and Bateman was one of the victims.
It was January 12th. It was a Saturday. I had just gotten back from Christmas break. And I was walking by the dorm here, and there were three guys that I really saw sort of front and center. One of the guys came across the street and knocked me down, and two other guys kind of took turns punching me in the head. I had to have stitches in the side of my head.
The same night, two other people were beaten on a nearby street. One suffered a broken cheekbone. And the assaults continued throughout January. In all, 10 college students were attacked. 20-year-old Davin Rossborough was clubbed on the head by four strangers who didn't take his wallet, didn't say much to him, and provided no clues about why he had been targeted.
I mean, I didn't know them. The police suggested at the time that maybe it was just some teenagers out trying to have some fun or something. It didn't quite make sense to me, though, like possibly it was some sort of like gang initiation, but I just had no idea.
If the unexplained violence was jarring to the genteel town of Charlottesville, then so too was the revelation that local teenagers may have been responsible. In February, police arrested 10 high school students in connection with the crimes. The motive isn't clear, but investigators say race might have been one factor. All of the suspects are African American, and some allegedly told police they chose victims who looked white. While Charlottesville hasn't been immune to crime in the past, Mayor Blake Caravetti says these attacks are different.
The unusual part about it is it was so many kids involved in it. Typically it would be, you know, you mean a couple of the buds out there do it, but this was so many kids that had knowledge or were directly involved in it. That's the surprising part.
The mayor, a self-described liberal, says the city's reaction must include more than just punishing the attackers. He and other Charlottesville leaders have begun an unprecedented effort to examine the town's racial climate and social structure, factors they believe created hostility and may have led indirectly to the violence. Rick Turner is the university's dean of African American Affairs.
I'm not condoning this act, but I think we have a group of high school students, particularly African Americans, who are angry. And I think that anger stems from being left out historically, the schools being poor. So I think all those play a role in this.
Since the assaults, Turner and other Charlottesville leaders have begun discussing those issues in a series of community meetings. This session Sunday night attracted about 100 people, including victim Davin Rossborough, who says being attacked heightened his interest in improving race relations. People discussed ways to strengthen minority families and provide wholesome nighttime activities for teens. They also want to help the young suspects resume their high school educations. Retired factory worker Jim Burton says the alleged assailants deserve the community's support.
We really don't have a problem here. I think what happened here was somebody just blew this all out of proportion. I believe this was just kids being kids. I don't think they intended to hurt anybody, but it was just misinterpreted.
Charlottesville's response to the assaults has led to criticism from some outside groups. An organization founded by former Ku Klux Klansman David Duke accuses city leaders of pandering to African Americans. It wants the teenagers prosecuted for hate crimes against whites. Meanwhile, the Anti-Defamation League, a Jewish organization that fights ethnic violence, has cautioned that compassion for the suspects shouldn't disguise the seriousness of the attacks. And victim Ben Bateman says he too has misgivings about the community reaction.
I'm not a big fan of like a discourse starting that's sort of like, let's try to explain the kids' behavior because of problems that are in the community. I mean, it may very well be that these kids had animosity towards, you know, white people or non-black people. I'm not sure. But I think for now, these sorts of dialogues and these community meetings are sort of deflecting attention away from the actual attackers and the victims.
Trials for the suspects are scheduled to begin this month, most in juvenile court. Meanwhile, concerned Charlottesville residents will hold a bake sale this weekend, a fundraiser to help victims pay their medical bills and help the alleged assailants finance their legal defense. Adam Hochberg, NPR News, Charlottesville, Virginia.